What we're effectively producing in our society is really a generation of fat, brain dead individuals who can't really think for themselves. That's essentially what we've got. And where do excitotoxins fit into all this? Okay, basically MSG, also aspartame, but I'm going to be talking mostly about MSG just because for simplification purposes. But it's a food additive that's been used since the 1950s to enhance the flavor of your food by stimulating chemoreceptors. So it doesn't actually have flavor itself; it just stimulates your taste buds. A couple interesting facts about this is that glutamate, which is basically what MSG is routinely used in scientific studies to induce obesity, to exterminate test animals, laboratory animals, to kill brain cells in laboratory animals. Okay? Obesity, killing brain cells, and killing the animals. This is what they use because it produces 100% results every time. This is what they use. The amount that has been added to our food supply since the 1940s has doubled every single decade. So they're adding this stuff to our food supply in increasing amounts. Okay, next. Okay, so what we do know about MSG is that it kills brain cells in animals. I'm not gonna give you the specific research studies. You can ask me about them later if you wanna see them, but this is what we know. This is the actual evidence. This isn't like speculative. It causes macular degeneration, learning disabilities, endocrine disorders. So what I just talked about, gross obesity, reproductive disorders, stunted growth, hyperglycemia, behavioral problems, including but not limited to hyperactivity, memory, concentration problems. We know that very young children are even more susceptible to this stuff because their brains aren't fully developed yet. And we also know through various studies that the toxic effects are cumulative. So that means that when the glutamate industry sponsors a study to see how toxic glutamate is, and it says, okay, we gave this amount to this test animal within this period of time and didn't see effects, that it must be safe, it doesn't go into it at all into the implications of long-term use of this stuff. What happens when you consume it on every meal? You know, does it accumulate in your bloodstream? Does it stay? Is it causing damage over time? And the studies that they've done that deal with that say, yes, it has.